Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Alternative Investments, Cena 1 by Mark Pike, is a personal finance and investing guide aimed at non-accredited investors who want exposure to assets beyond traditional stocks and bonds. Positioned as an accessible primer, the book surveys major categories often labeled alternatives, including private equity-style opportunities available through crowdfunding, peer-to-peer lending, real estate, commodities, precious metals, cryptocurrency such as Bitcoin, and other non-traditional holdings. Its purpose is practical help readers understand what these assets are, why investors use them in both bull and bear markets, and how to approach them with a method that emphasizes risk awareness and diversification. The framing is motivational, arguing that alternatives can play a meaningful role in return seeking and portfolio resilience, while also stressing that these areas carry distinct hazards and require discipline. For beginners and intermediates, it functions as a map of the landscape, highlighting common mistakes and offering straightforward guidance for getting started responsibly. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why alternatives matter for non-accredited investors. A central theme is that the traditional two-asset toolkit of public stocks and bonds is not the only way to pursue growth or manage risk. The book presents alternative investments as a broad set of opportunities that can diversify exposure across different economic drivers, which may be useful in both rising and falling markets. For non-accredited investors, the emphasis is on accessibility. The author focuses on avenues that ordinary individuals can realistically reach, rather than institution-only vehicles. Alongside the upside narrative, the book repeatedly signals that alternatives are not automatically safer or more profitable, and that a process is required to evaluate them. That process includes understanding what you own, how returns are generated, where liquidity constraints appear, and how fees or platform rules can change outcomes. The discussion supports a practical mindset to treat alternatives as components of a wider plan rather than a replacement for fundamentals like emergency savings, sensible budgeting, and a long-term horizon. In this framing, alternatives become tools for diversification and potential return enhancement, but only when approached with clear expectations about volatility, uncertainty, and the possibility of loss. Secondly, private equity crowdfunding and startup-style investing. The book covers private equity-themed opportunities that have become more visible to non-accredited investors through crowdfunding platforms. Instead of assuming readers have venture capital expertise, it focuses on basic mechanics. Investing in private companies differs sharply from buying public stocks because information can be limited, time horizons are long, and the ability to sell quickly is often absent. A key point is behavior and due diligence, including what not to do when chasing exciting early-stage stories. The author frames this category as potentially high upside but high uncertainty, where many outcomes can be uneven and where a small number of winners can drive results. Because of that, the book encourages readers to think carefully about position sizing and diversification, rather than placing oversized bets on a single deal. It also reinforces the need to understand the structure offered by the platform or issuer, since terms, fees, and investor rights matter. In short, the topic is presented as an accessible door into private markets, but one that demands patience, skepticism, and rules to prevent enthusiasm from overpowering risk control. Thirdly, peer-to-peer lending and debt-based alternatives. Another major area is debt-based alternative investing, including peer-to-peer lending concepts. The book explains why lending can look attractive to individual investors' returns are tied to interest payments and borrower performance rather than stock price appreciation, which can make the return profile feel different from equities. At the same time, it highlights that credit risk is real. Defaults can cluster in bad economic periods, and platform-level issues can affect outcomes. The practical guidance centers on understanding how loans are sourced, how underwriting works, what happens when borrowers miss payments, and how diversification across many small notes may help reduce the impact of any single default. The author positions this category as potentially useful for generating income like cash flow, but not as a risk-free substitute for bonds or savings. Liquidity and access are also part of the evaluation. Investors should consider whether they can exit early and what restrictions apply. Overall, the book treats peer lending and related debt instruments as an alternative that rewards careful selection, realistic expectations, and attention to economic cycles. Fourthly, real estate strategies for steadier returns. Real estate is presented as a cornerstone alternative because it is widely understood and can be approached in multiple ways, from direct ownership to more passive structures. The book highlights real estate as a path many investors use to seek steadier returns, with cash flow and property value dynamics that may differ from public market movements. Rather than promising guaranteed outcomes, the discussion focuses on methods and principles, understanding local markets, being conservative about expenses, and recognizing that leverage can magnify both gains and losses. It also reinforces that real estate is not purely passive when owned directly, since maintenance, vacancies, tenant issues, and financing terms shape results. For readers looking for income, the book frames the appeal around collecting rent and building longer-term equity, while reminding them that property is illiquid and transaction costs are high. This makes planning and time horizon especially important. By treating real estate as both an investment and an operating asset, the book encourages readers to evaluate it with a business-like lens rather than as a quick win. Lastly, commodities, precious metals, and cryptocurrency as volatile hedges. The book also surveys alternatives often discussed as hedges or diversifiers, including commodities, precious metals such as gold, and cryptocurrency including Bitcoin. These assets are framed as different in nature from cash-flowing investments. Their value can be driven by macroeconomic forces, supply and demand dynamics, sentiment, and changing narratives. The author highlights that these markets can be highly volatile, which can attract investors during periods of inflation, worry, currency concern, or distrust in traditional markets, but can also lead to sharp drawdowns. A practical element is the emphasis on avoiding common mistakes in cryptocurrency investing, steering readers away from treating it like a guaranteed path to wealth. The book reinforces that understanding custody, security, and basic risk limits matters as much as having a bullish thesis. For precious metals and commodities, the focus is on their role in portfolio construction rather than on predicting prices. Overall, the treatment encourages readers to view these holdings as tools that may help in certain environments, but only when sized appropriately and integrated into a diversified plan. In conclusion, Alternative Investments 101 is best suited to non-accredited investors who are curious about going beyond index funds and traditional bonds, but do not want a jargon-heavy textbook. Beginners can use it to learn the major categories of alternative assets and the practical considerations that come with each, while intermediate investors may appreciate the broad checklist-style review of where risks hide, especially around liquidity, platform structures, and unrealistic return expectations. The primary benefit is orientation. It helps readers build a mental framework for evaluating opportunities such as crowdfunding deals, peer lending notes, property-based strategies, and more speculative stores of value like gold or Bitcoin. That framework supports better decision-making across both bull and bear markets by encouraging diversification and discipline rather than impulse. What helps the book stand out in its category is its wide scope and its emphasis on accessibility for everyday investors, focusing on avenues they can actually pursue and highlighting common pitfalls to avoid, instead of treating alternatives as mysterious products reserved for institutions. It presents them as understandable tools, while still acknowledging that higher potential returns often come with higher complexity and risk. If you would like to support Mark Pike, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.